From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama opens a nuclear security summit in Washington. Mr. Obama told the gathered leaders that the world is imperiled by North Korea's nuclear weapons development and the possibility that the Islamic State militant group could set off radioactive bombs. Delegations from 50 countries are attending the summit. Before the opening, Mr. Obama met with South Korean President Park Geun-hye and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe at the White House to discuss North Korea's nuclear and missile tests.
We've directed our teams to work diligently in the coming weeks and months to elaborate additional steps that we can take collectively in order to ensure that we have a denuclearized Korean Peninsula and that we can restore a sense of stability and peace to the region.
North Korea was also at the top of the agenda when Mr. Obama met later with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Belgium's federal prosecutor says the main suspect in last November's terrorist attack in Paris can be extradited to France. Authorities from the two countries will decide jointly how to proceed with the extradition of Salah Abdeslam. A car bomb attack Thursday in Turkey left 6 police officers dead and at least 23 other people wounded. The blast took place in the Kurdish-majority city of Diyarbakir on Thursday. United Nations Human Rights Commissioner describes new allegations of sexual abuse against UN and French soldiers as sickening. Zayd Raad al-Hussein said the matter would be fully investigated. For more on that subject, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News. 7 players on the World Cup champion U.S. women's soccer team say they are being discriminated against by being paid less than their male counterparts. The accusation came in a complaint filed Thursday with the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, which enforces civil rights laws against workplace discrimination. The players represented in the complaint include 5 key players with the U.S. women's team. Alex Morgan is one of them.
We're doing the same work for less. We're winning world championships, Olympic championships, and we don't want to take anything away from the men, but we have been very successful.
In a statement, U.S. Soccer says that it has not seen the complaint but was disappointed about the action. A spokeswoman for the presidential campaign of businessman Donald Trump told a CNN interviewer Thursday that the candidate misspoke when he suggested some form of punishment for women who have had abortions. Trump's challengers for the Republican presidential nomination, Ohio Governor John Kasich and Texas Senator Ted Cruz, have criticized the remarks. These voters talked about them.
And he probably should tone it down a little bit, but I usually don't pay any attention to what he says, what he's being derogatory, because I've had so much of that in my life that, you know, let it roll off your shoulders, because people ain't perfect.
If abortion isn't against the law, then why are we worrying about a hypothetical?
I don't believe in abortion, but when I heard how he wanted to punish the women, is not what we want.
Trump has surged to the top of the once large Republican presidential field. He faces a tough primary election Tuesday in Wisconsin. Opinion surveys there show Senator Ted Cruz ahead of Trump by a 40-30% margin. The International Criminal Tribunal in the former Yugoslavia acquitted Serbian ultranationalist leader Vojislav Šešelj on Thursday of all 9 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity, those charges brought against him in connection with the Balkan Wars of the 1990s. The court then set Šešelj free in a 2-1 ruling. A 3-judge panel said the Serbian plans to create a greater Serbia by uniting lands they considered Serb territory were a political goal and not a criminal plan, as prosecutors alleged. The party of Myanmar democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi Thursday submitted a proposal in parliament that would make her an official state advisor. That's a move that would allow her to play a dominant role in running the country. That measure is expected to pass easily in the legislature. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.